Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Welcome to the Kimmer Show Podcast on Extra 106.3.
Hey, it's only me, it's only the Kimmer. How's it going? You know, don't forget to check out my goofy little website, thekimmershow.net, for all things Kimmer. Well, you still here? Go check it out. Come on. Okay. Holy crap is sports. Later on today, best podcast sportscast. Now, just for the record, Saturday mornings are tough for me for a couple of reasons. But anyway, so I was doing some stuff, and my little friend Gretchen was bringing over some food or whatever. So I was going through my garage stuff, and that's what that picture. Did you see a picture of me wearing my bowler hat that my mother gave me 50 years ago, 60 years ago, whatever. Anyway, I was wearing.
Where would I have seen that?
On the internet, on Facebook.
Really?
Oh, that's right. That's not working. But on my personal page. Anyway, and she said, boy, what about that Stetson Bennett? So what, did he got in a fight with the guy in the radio? She said, no, they got arrested. I go, oh, my God, what now? He got said Stetson got arrested. We all know the story by now that he got arrested. I guess he was banging on doors and he was, did he get lost and he, or didn't know where he was or just so drunk that he,
maybe
how did he
hotel?
Get there? I mean, what was he doing there by himself?
Maybe it was a hotel he was banging on the doors because he couldn't remember. And we've done that. Where you are.
Yeah. But anyway, he was drunk. He was whacked out. He's 25 years old.
And he's all, now, the problem is, last year when they won it, he was drunk on Good Morning America.
Right.
This year, he didn't show up for the morning press conference the day after.
Right.
Now he's arrested for being drunk and disorderly. Yeah. 25 years old. He's getting ready for the draft. You don't do things like this when you're getting, the NFL's looking at you like this.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
It's stupid. And again, what was he doing
was
without anybody, a helper, a manager, his buddies? And again, I don't know. I don't know where he was and why at the moment he got arrested. In other words, I don't know what led to him banging on doors, how he got there, where he was before.
That and his attitude for the last few weeks has been, frank, that's great on the football field, but you're not on the football field anymore. Yeah, now you're the public realm, and people are looking
at
you.
You're a hero. You're a hero to all those little boys and girls, I mean, all the little kids who are not 6'4 and 240.
I don't care what Barkley says or the rest of them. You're a role model.
Right.
Do it.
Especially for every kid who plays sports and would love to be big-time Charlie sports or pro sports, but he's not big enough, and he sees, oh, my God, you know, perseverance or, I mean, whatever.
It's a hell of a story.
Really, it's a great, it's an unbelievable story. 2 years in a row for a triple transferee, you couldn't get a job that he could play, and he finally ended up being a two-time national champ at 5'10", 180 or whatever. Jeez, I mean, come on.
Hallmark or somebody.
And my first thought was, you freaking idiot.
Vehicle to do this stuff. Or did she have to go sign it out every time, what was going on?
I would find hard to believe that she stole it. I mean, obviously it was known that she had, take the vehicle.
They let her use it.
Yeah, I think it's a company car, and she was the company person, and that's what they do. So I'd find it hard to blame her for that, but there's a lot of blame to go around for what happened.
The school has some... Yeah, somebody knew she had that card. The school has some responsibility.
They were probably too lax about, especially after a celebration, 2 o'clock in the morning. Somebody should have said, "Hey, you know, how's everybody doing?" Or let's check in, or I don't know. It's easy to say after the fact. I'm Monday morning quarterback, so I'm not trying to.
We're not attacking them. There's going to be changes.
Yeah. Now, a couple of tweet reactions. Again, I'm not a Twitter tweet guy. I've never posted on Twitter, but I twice a day, maybe once or twice a day, I go look at it. One of them cut some interesting tweets saying, "Breaking news, Texas police are seeking additional charges against former Georgia quarterback Stetson Bennett. The charges range from assault to premeditated murder, stemming from a gruesome incident that occurred January 9th. Less than half of the 72,000 witnesses are cooperative."
And that's another thing. He got arrested in Texas.
In Texas, yeah. Stetson Bennett always seemed like the kind of an ungrateful after winning the Natty. Maybe this public drunkenness arrest will humble him. Astrid. Do you know who I am? Did not work for Stetson Bennett like it did in Texas, like it did in Georgia. And there's a sign that said, like the cops handed him a sign that says, are you drunk, yes or no? And he checked no way off the box. Not even close. He couldn't make it. He put the X in the box. Here's a UGA Athletics Georgia Bulldogs Stetson Bennett being released from a Dallas jail picture after being arrested for public intoxication. Finally, there's a unanimous agreement now that he is ready for the NFL. at least we know now that Stetson Bennett was definitely not suspected of underage drinking. The man's 25. Barry, for the 12th pick in the 2023 NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns select Stetson Bennett. If the TCU defense had been tasked with arresting Stetson Bennett, he'd still be out there banging on doors. Anyway, he got some freaking reaction, that's for sure. And again, now has he apologized or public said anything?
Oh, no,
since
in fact,
then?
He came out with a hoodie on so no one could look at his face.
How is it possible he hasn't come out with a statement?
Well, he doesn't have to answer. I mean, why? The season's over. He's graduated.
He's got to answer, but himself.
Okay, wouldn't you? But I mean, the right thing to do is first not get
drunk
and be banging on doors. The second thing is say, you know, come out and admit something, say something, or I'm working on it, or leave me alone, or whatever. But you can't just I guess you can. I don't know. Obviously again, you know, you would think. Well,
you're drunk. Thinking straight, he's drunk.
I know, but he's not. Hopefully, not drunk today. When he could be saying, "This is what happened. And I really regret it." So and so. I mean, isn't that just old-fashioned value? I mean, aren't I just saying things that sounded reasonable or decent over the past generations?
Not anymore.
I mean, don't you? Again, I don't.
Bigger you are, the more money you make.
Man, I honestly
look at Richard Sherman.
When I retired, went down to Florida where I found Jack, and I was in my 60s, and I got the lesson very quickly that at a certain age you suddenly disappear, and everything started changing when I hit my late 60s. And not only did my age group of people disappear from the public discussion and the people you live with and commute with every day, but again, the things that we've believed as a generation just don't fit anymore. I mean, there really is a generation gap, way more significant in my opinion than there ever was with Mitt Romney in the 60s, or what his old man's name was, Mitt Romney.
George
Romney.
George.
The famous generation gap in 1962 or 4, whatever it was. And I think it's way worse now. And again, I'm just making an observation. And again, what I'm saying is just common sense stuff. Stetson, you're blowing it, man. Show the freaking NFL. Didn't he, even after the fact, how's he going to deal? What would you do if you were an NFL scout or a manager or a draft guy?
I'd certainly say he's worth less money now.
I'd say you'd be taking a hell of a chance trusting a guy who's, you know, can't act like a 25-year-old after a...
Chris Winkie wasn't doing this when he was older than that. When he came out of Florida State, he wasn't getting drunk and arrested and stuff like that.
Well, how many are? I mean, Johnny Manziel did some stupid things.
He did a lot of stupid things.
But that, you know, that's one out of the last 200. I mean, go back the last 10 years,
Stetson's
20 years.
Not Johnny Manziel.
I know. I'm just saying. But he's a star quarterback and
my question is, where was his friend? Yeah. Where was whoever is supposed to be with him? Of course, he's over there supposedly working out to get ready for the draft.
Yeah.
Is he there by himself?
How could he be there by himself? I don't know. Maybe he's 25 years old. So, okay. Anyway, I wish him. I think he needs help. I think he's got.
I don't know if it's that bad.
Well, you know, here's the thing.
He needs a PR agent. Is what he needs.
Well, let me say two things. I have always felt that way about guys who are known to get drunk frequently and, you know, lose control and are kind of stupid about it. And then I remember years and years ago, as part of my former The Barman, my official son's private school class, we parents had to take some drug counseling at the seminars to show what their drug counseling programs were like at the school. I think it was at Lovett. And there really is a drunken gene. I mean, there are some people who, you know, are predisposed, and when they hit that fourth, whatever it is, click, and something happens at the fourth drink or the third drink or whatever, the second molecule, there's something that happens, and there is a thing that goes into the chemical, decision-making of your being. Right. I mean, it's real. And Stetson Bennett clearly Unless he just said, oh, this is the only two times in his life he's ever gotten, ever drank too much. I doubt that. Of the two occasions like that, when going on Good Morning America and you still got hammered, and going to the draft combine workout thing and you got hammered and banging on doors. I mean, come on, you have a problem. The kid has a problem.
He shouldn't be drinking alcohol when he's there training to get ready for the draft.
He's got a problem. Somebody needs to grab him by the neck and
you
say,
so?
Yes, I'm telling you, this is not just some, 25-year-old guy decided to get drunk twice. I bet anything that this is not a two-time only never happen again situation. I'm hoping that someone will, that he respects. Maybe coach, I don't know. Somebody's got to say, hey, come on, man, this is not
his
good.
His family's got to do it.
Anyway, or so
his,
I,
his
enough,
agents.
Enough. No
do
more.
It.
I'm not going to, what my daughter Jennifer, God bless her, is a hero because she's been clean now for almost 20 years and she was a crack and heroin addict. So, you can deal with these things. So, anyway. Okay, now, I want to talk some more sports, the playoffs.
Playoffs?
The stage is set. I forgot to ask you last week who you would pick for the winners. I think we picked Philadelphia.
Oh, it's Kansas City, Philadelphia.
And I was thinking, I picked Philadelphia. I think I thought in my head it'd be Philadelphia, although I was hoping that kid from San Francisco won.
I have said since week one that the Eagles would represent the NFC, that to me they were the best team.
Yeah, I never thought that. I don't know who was, but I never thought the Eagles were. I didn't trust them, and I was clearly wrong on that. And they look unbelievable. Boom, boom, and they have 14 points in like 2 minutes.
Well, they're playing against the fifth string quarterback. I think John Brody was warming up.
Yeah, but still, San Francisco still got a defense. They got awesome defense, and the Eagles just shredded them. Anyway,
game was over when Purdy left. It was over.
Well, they got a fifth string guy.
They tied it up, but it didn't matter.
Yeah. Now the second game, the night game.
What a game.
What's that?
What a game.
Cincinnati and Kansas City. And now the ending. What's your overall impression of officiating calls? What's a catch? What's roughing the quarterback? Oh, my God. There must have been like four, head growing. And I remember seeing the Cincinnati coach on the sidelines. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's going like this, like every 3 minutes.
Like
not another flag. I can't believe it. I'm thinking, oh, you poor bastard.
It
looked like they were just hanging around saying, Cincinnati.
I've been saying for years, there's too many rules in the NFL. The referees are much too involved. It is a flag every other play now, and it looks bad, and it's gotten to the point where my eyes glaze over every play. I'm just looking for the flag. All the players looking for the flag. It's bad for the game. They've got to do something about it.
I'm glad there is instant replay for the things that can determine
the
game.
The holding calls
However,
are ridiculous.
Oh, my God. And what is a catch? The ball was in his thing, and then it went to his hand under the ground, kind of wobbled a little bit, and went on. And then they said it wasn't a catch because he was bobbling while he was holding onto it? You've got to be kidding me.
And now,
roughing the quarterback when he accidentally hit him in the shoulder pad? Yeah. What the hell was that?
There are too many rules, and they're too arbitrary, and those refs, and they don't pay the NFL is so cheap bastards. They don't pay those refs full. That should be a full-time job.
I know.
Because they're going from literally, they work the July camps all the way to February.
Yeah.
And then they're doing, training stuff in between.
Well, baseball loves, have 162 games plus everything else. So
with
that's
the
so
union
clearly
and
a full
everything.
Time. Yeah. But in football, they say, well, there's only 17 games.
July to February?
It's still a 7-month season where they're working. So don't give me this. Anyway, some of these calls, oh, my God. Now, speaking of Tom Brady.
Here's my prediction. He's going to try and get Giselle back.
Well, for the record, my original thought was when he retired, when he retired, then he said, I'm coming back to play with Tampa Bay. When that happened, I thought, oh, boy, this is going to be, I was not surprised at all that Giselle said, that's it. She's done. Everything. We all knew that. I will bet you that he got to the point, he hasn't told me anything. I will bet you that when he started thinking about it, whether he was going to come back or not, he thought to himself, okay, I came back once out of retirement, lost my wife. I'm not going to do, you know, daddy every Tuesday night things, you know, for the rest of my life with my children until they grow up. So it cost me my wife and cost me my marriage. And I didn't get to the Super Bowl and I didn't really have that much fun. I had the worst year I've had in 15 years. So I had like negative, 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 negative. What's the positive? You got to play football again. Not like you needed the money. So you got to play sports, but you had a bad year at it and you lost everything else because of it. And then he's got to be looking around saying, well, I'm not going back to Tampa Bay. And I'll bet you Belichick was trying to get him to come back to the Patriots.
Supposedly, he had two choices. He had told the Tampa Bay, I'm either coming back to try and fix this or I'm retiring. And that was his choice.
Yeah. And I think clearly he had no choice but to retire because it wasn't that. How could you go through all the work you have to do and then have another crappy year after losing your wife and everything else? Why would you do it twice?
No.
So there's no way he was going to come back to retire. But anyway, when he did announce his retirement, and again, you're right. Why didn't he do it on Groundhog Day? I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, that would have been like the greatest stunt of all time.
Yeah, that would have been.
I mean, they'd be talking about it for generations. I mean, the greatest quarterback of all time, I guess.
Have a little fun with it.
Yeah, I mean, on Groundhog Day after retired again. I mean, it's just, I can't believe it.
He could say, look,
he should have had a stud. He should have
had a groundhog.
And he should have people come up and say, done a thing like, keep cycling around where people
He's
come up.
He's got the money and gravitas to have Bill Murray walk in and sit next to him holding a groundhog.
Yeah, I have $1 million to come and talk to me.
And hold the groundhog.
Yeah, I like
and
it.
Say, no, Bill, this isn't Groundhog Day. I'm really retiring this time.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. I can't believe he didn't do it. Hope you enjoyed that segment from the Kimmer Show podcast. Be sure and check out the full thing at thekimmershow.net.
This is the Kimmer Show podcast on Extra 106.3.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Kimmer Show podcast on Extra 106.3.
Hey, it's only me. It's only the Kimmer. Did you know you can watch my podcast? I didn't either, but I'm told it's on YouTube. Find the link at thekimmershow.net. Okay, there were 5 cops involved in this Memphis thing. Now, however, they're also trying to charge some of the paramedics and some of the other cops who showed up and did not do anything, which is a whole nother issue, frankly. But for the moment, let's talk about this. 5 cops. I Googled this and did some research on this. At this moment in America, rounding up the figure, at this moment in America, there are basically 800,000 sworn police officers on duty. 800,000 police officers. Memphis, 5 cops. George Floyd, 3 cops, maybe 3-4 cops. Michael Brown, 1 cop. Racism, tearing down, all these things that are responsible for the hatred against police officers involved a total of, 9 or 10 cops out of 800,000. All those hundreds of thousands of cops are doing their job. You know, I mean, you can't possibly tell me that because of what happened in Memphis, that now suddenly these so-called civil rights leaders are saying, well, this once again proves the racism in America, the white supremacy has even now flowed over into the black police officers. The liberals on CNN and MSNBC are actually saying stuff like that. I mean, they're really saying it.
I didn't know how to feel about this, Kimmer, until I was waiting, and finally, Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr put out a statement.
He needs
and
to
I
be.
Knew exactly then how I should feel about this.
Steve Kerr has more than once said, when they were talking about the communist Chinese and the Uyghurs. There's millions of slaves enslaved in campuses in China. And people were complaining about it. And he was at a news conference, and it was one of the things that happened. It was a big news story. And he said, well, now let's not forget that America's done a whole lot of bad things on the racial front ourselves here. We've had slavery from the very beginning. And he's going on and on about how bad America is.
170 years ago. They're doing it now, Steve. Yeah. You can't do anything about slavery in America because it's already happened.
Right.
But you can open your mouth and do something now about what's going on in China. Yeah. And you're not saying because you get your money from them.
In fact, he doesn't want to hear about it because he says it's not fair to criticize another country's culture and what they do when we can't even criticize our own.
So if this is 1942, you wouldn't speak out against the camps if we found out about the concentration camps in Nazi Germany and over there in Eastern Europe, because that's their country and it's their problem and it's their culture and we shouldn't comment on it because we did something to the Indians?
Well, and the thing I don't understand is why they would deliberately, it's got to be money and careers. I mean, why they would deliberately go out of their way to deliberately demean the country that is one of the few in the world that gave them the opportunity to do what they're doing.
It allows them to do it, to say what
Jesus,
you want.
Jesus, you know, I will support your right to call me names, but it's just wrong. I mean,
don't talk to Americans about America anymore. They haven't been taught anything in the schools except to hate everything about it. Talk to people who move here, to come here, leave their families, leave their entire life to come over here and become U.S. citizens. Talk to them about what America means.
Yeah. Again, the reason they all want to come here is not because we're such a racist country. I mean, what more evidence do you need that we're not a horrible place to live? Everybody wants to be here.
Of every color.
If you made an announcement tomorrow, said, ladies and gentlemen of the world, guess what? We realize we have so many resources in this country. Look at all the land in the Midwest. But you fly for cross country, it's all open territory. We are now opening our country to anybody who wants to come here. You're welcome to come here. We can start a whole thing for you. Just come on and show up. What do you think would happen? I mean, come on. We're such a racist country built on slavery.
These people are making money. These activists are making money by stirring I'm not saying what the cops did was right in Memphis.
Well,
I'm just saying that the people preying on it to make money on it, they're not trying to change things for the better. They're trying to make money from it.
For the record, and I didn't see every minute of the video, but those cops were just bullies. They were wailing on that guy. They were picking on him. They were beating him. They were kicking him. I mean, it didn't look like they were trying to murder him, but they were roughing him up. They were kicking him and beating him, and they were holding him down and then saying, raise your hands, and he couldn't raise his hands, so they hit him. I mean, it was brutal.
I wonder why they were so mad at him.
Well, again, and he fought the police, and he ran from the police. Why? He was in a car wreck, and then he got out and fled, and that's and so then things happened.
And why did he run?
When you escalate, you get into trouble.
Okay, you can make a point. The cop was white, and I was scared. But the cop is black.
Yeah.
Why are you running from another black man?
And again,
that's a cop.
Yeah. And again, that doesn't excuse the five cops who were wailing on him. However, it maybe doesn't justify him or excuse him, but it kind of explains a little bit about how these things start. Same thing with George Floyd. He fought with the cops for 40 minutes. Michael Brown fought with a cop and tried to kill him. Anyway, not that matters, to anybody, but still, this is what happens. And clearly the cops were wrong. They're going to get charged and convicted of murder. They didn't murder him there, but he died a couple days later. From the beating.
See what Bortz tweeted? In what solar system am I supposed to give an Obama about what LeBron James has to say about something?
What a scumbag. I hate that. I won't even look at the name. If I see the name anywhere, I don't read whatever the story is.
It reminds me, did you see the update on Project Veritas?
Did you see the Project Veritas thing?
Google has...
About the gay guy?
Oh, my God.
On a date.
Why is that not... Why is that not... the number one news story on every TV
because
station
of what
in America.
Pete just said.
Well, he's unbelievable. Gay, and he points out, and Pfizer squashed it. You know, within a few hours,
Facebook
phone calls have
off.
Been made, and they took it down from almost everything except Twitter.
They scratched his name off the internet that has him doing anything to do with Pfizer.
Yeah, and he was the king of the in charge of that department.
He literally said to impress his date that Pfizer is off the books, kind of, maybe even illegally, messing around with the DNA and RNA.
Gain of function research.
Which he won't call it gain of function, but he says it's close. And, and they start talking about how the regulators and the government won't regulate Pfizer and them because they're all expecting to get jobs from them when they go. And he goes, it's a vicious circle. And he goes,
that's why
it's good for the government and it's good for Pfizer. It's not so good for the American people. Yeah. And he basically admitted that they're doing behind the scenes research what they're not supposed to be doing.
Again, the video was of a Project Veritas researcher pretending to be on a date with another guy who was the head of the farm of the Pfizer department in charge of testing all the drugs and research and things like that. He basically admitted, he said, well, you know, we in order to find out how our vaccines might work, we have to see where this drug might go. So we try to test to see if we can figure out other things the drug will do so that so the bad drug will do, the virus will do, so that we know how to combat it. He's admitting they're testing the virus to see how they can change it so they can make more vaccines, which they will be selling to the American people.
They're mutating the virus.
So they can make more vaccines to be in the ballgame of here we go again, here we go again. This is never going to end.
And he also said that, in his opinion, he thought that it escaped from the lab in Wuhan.
Yeah.
That we all knew.
Yeah, we all knew that.
That Stephen Colbert tried to get everybody to shut up about.
Yeah, that's right. And again, when he got out, eventually, you know, the thing ended, and then he got out. Some guy tried to do an interview. The guy tried to do an interview with him, and he starts squealing like a little girl. He says, "I was just on a date. I was just on a date. Oh my god! Oh
and
my
he
god!"
He fights him over
He's throwing. He's shoving people. I mean, just see the cameraman, the big red shirt. The cameraman went bam, and he shoved him in the chest and almost threw him through the window. It's hysterical.
He's jumping on top of the laptop and everything, trying to steal a laptop like a.
He got caught.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. He got caught. I mean, and I'm telling you, some of the best 8 minutes of television you will ever see, and it was on Tucker Carlson, and Facebook scrubbed it. You couldn't Google it. You could not look it up.
It was up for a while.
Scrubbed it.
And then it disappeared. Pfizer started making some calls.
Unbelievable. And again, this is the leads. The guy kept using the phrase, cash cow. The Pfizer guy used the phrase. He said, "Oh, believe me, if we can get the viruses and we can get all the other as well, it's a cash cow. It's just a cash cow." What, he literally said they're doing this for the money.
How many dates did they have to go on before this guy was so opened up to him like this?
And
what did this reporter have to do to get the date?
Well,
to
take one for the team, I guess. Can I quote you on that?
what was that movie, The Jackal or something, with Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Who pretended to be
gay.
He took the guy home.
Yuck. Bing, bang, boom. Anyway, they're now.
How far will you go for the truth? How far?
What do you do for a junior mint for Klondike bar?
I can see the meaning. We're watching space and say, "Yeah, we're gonna have you do." Oh, that's great. I can set him up. Yeah, do this. He goes, "Now, of course, you're gonna have to
sleep."
He's
gay. The man's gay. Why? I'll say bye.
What was that?
Anyway, we were talking about how artificial intelligence is here, and it's not just robots jumping over backwards and doing flips. Here is a Shannon Burke who does a show, Florida Man Radio.
Florida Man Radio.
Yeah, and you can find him on the internet and so forth. And here he sent us an example of a famous broadcast narrator you've heard before, David Attenborough.
Yes.
I love his voice. David Attenborough. And here is David Attenborough, or so you think, on artificial intelligence.
The sidewalk, right next to a liquor store, a large American Negro is pacing back and forth. The American Negro is highly territorial. Countless scars, remnants of so-called turf wars, testify that life has not been kind to this young male, and he's desperately searching for conflict. A young Asian male approaches. While intellectually superior, physically the much smaller Asian male is hopelessly outmatched, and a direct confrontation would mean certain death. The Asian male perceives the danger instantly and switches sidewalks. Just a few meters down the road, a young white male observes the situation from a safe distance.
That's a computer who got not only his voice quality perfect, but he got his cadence and his breathing phraseology. I mean, it's unbelievable.
You can go on right now and have David Attenborough voice anything you want him to say.
You could make him say the most outrageous stuff in the history of the world, and he could never be able to deny he did it.
Two things. Russell Brand put out a video yesterday, showed a whole room with the little dog ones. And they were all doing the same exercises at the same time.
I saw that.
And Russell Brand goes, what are they getting ready for?
Yeah.
To chase your ass down.
Yeah.
So I talked to my sister's friend today. I said, you remember the Tom Selleck movie with Gene Simmons back in the 80s called Runaway?
Oh, yeah.
Gene Simmons is this crazy inventor, and he invents these little drone things to chase people down and kill them. We're
going
to watch
that.
It tonight. It's on Amazon. Well, you can't watch it. It's on Amazon. But it was predicting this 40 years ago, what was going to happen. The swarming and all that stuff, drones, and now these little robots. You know Jordan Peterson, right?
Yeah.
He was interviewed the other day, and he said, coming this year, he says there's going to be at least two breakthroughs in AI that's going to scare the hell out of everybody. It's going to be huge, and we won't know what to do. It's going to change the way we look at stuff.
He's predicting this. So he knows something, he's just guessing there will be a couple of things?
He's talking to people. No, he's talking to people, saying there's stuff coming down the pike in AI that's just going to, you're not going to recognize how things work.
Well, like what, I wonder?
Well, the chat GPT, he says, is going to put universities out of business. Because basically, the professors won't know who wrote it. You can write an essay.
Well, that's true.
Basically, you can write an essay saying, okay, I want you to write an essay on Moby Dick, but I want you to write it not as Herman Melville would have, but as Nathaniel Hawthorne did if he was alive in the 2000s and not in the 1800s. And it'll do it in like less than 10 seconds.
Oh, man.
You won't be able to tell.
Well, that cat, he got that picture again.
He hates these cans. It's the cans. He hates the cans. Steve Martin of the
Poor
jerk.
Kitty.
The chat GPT, which I'm checking into. It's amazing.
It's way over. I mean, I don't. It's not. Can't be good. Is this good?
In the art,
how
it does art
really
better than humans now?
If we can no longer define the immediate
reality.
Difference between humans and machines,
or reality.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the step. If it's a level playing field, then there is no reality. Then it's just whatever anybody wants it to be at any moment. It's like all of a sudden we have like a whole other universe of life.
Well, when we were kids, especially in the 60s and 70s, we wanted a robot. We all wanted a robot, Rosie the Maid on the Jetsons or something like that. The thing is, though, if you have a robot that can be programmed to do anything and then starts thinking for itself, will they allow the robot to kill you? If you say, I'm at the end of my life and I want to leave, instead of the assisted suicide, you just let the robot do it.
Yeah, well, again, somebody's got to, garbage in, garbage out, but someone's got to input and start this. So whoever does that algorithm or whatever the hell, I don't know how you do it
anymore. The Chinese are not following any rules.
Well, I'll think about this. If they can, obviously,
there are no rules.
Well, what's to stop, some superior brain being from having hundreds of thousands of not humans coming across our southern border, but fake humans coming across our southern border whose only job is to kill Americans?
Yeah, well, they'd be
by the tens of
thousands. Robots. And they can make them like that.
There'd be robots that look real as humans, and you don't know it until all of a sudden.
Well, I don't understand the drones. How some, and I'm putting ideas out there because
they've thought of it.
Why have they not put a drone to attack a crowd or a politician or something? The damage they could do with these drones. And they're letting them fly everywhere.
I know,
that's great right now until someone will abuse it.
Yeah. Or just explode a bottle of cyanide or
ball bearings.
Or what's the rate? Not ricin,
Right. Yeah, just spray the powder over, like a Joker type thing. Yeah.
God. I couldn't read my own handwriting when you told me. And then I'm totally freaking amazed about Hunter Biden has now had his attorneys on the attack suing to try to claim that's Hunter's laptop after they all said, no.
No.
It's Hunter. Hunter's laptop, and you had no right. They're trying to go after the little shopkeeper. You had no right to give that information to people. Well, of course he did. It's in writing. You signed a contract. When you don't pick up your stuff, it's his. If you don't come and get it, it belongs to the store.
But they can sue him to the point where they destroy his life.
They already have.
And it's a warning to everybody else, don't mess with us.
That's right. That's right. So that's what they're doing. And they're also trying to prevent it from being used in the Capitol hearings or court cases in law. And if they can say, well, you're not allowed to use this as any evidence against my client because it's self-incriminating evidence that belongs to him, then, you know, that's maybe the way they're figuring he can skate. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but it seems boneheaded to me. First of all, you've just admitted that it's real. This everything on there, therefore, is real. It's yours. You just admitted that's you in the nude with a 17-year-old hooker, you know, smoking crack. And those documents, you know, 10% to the big guy and complaining about how I give half my salary to the big guy. I'm tired of paying for my whole family. Holy crap. I don't understand. And by the way, as far as I'm concerned, those 51 or whatever it was guys from the intelligence community, Clapper and Brennan and Comey and all those guys who signed the document saying the Hunter laptop thing was clearly, you know, we believe to be Russian disinformation. Every one of them should have their security clearances yanked immediately, period, at least for the beginning. I haven't heard any apologies yet. I love when Fox is playing all those reports, all the anchor MSNBC people saying, well, clearly you're Russian disinformation. You're just, you know, you're these politicians, you know, and every single one of them. You'd think they would just be, I mean, it's the same way, well, yeah, it's the money. The same way that YouTube and Twitter, was it Twitter or Facebook, all of them, took down the Pfizer video of the guy getting caught saying we're doing a game of change of function.
Did you see what he did? I'm thinking about this. We should rent an LED truck. You know what those are?
No.
Basically, it's a truck that on all four sides, it's broadcasting video, whatever you want. And the Veritas guys got one, put the interview on it, and him going nuts on the interview, and parked it out front of Pfizer headquarters in New York. All four screens. And just left it there. How much does that cost to do this?
I love it.
Can we buy an LED truck of you yelling and screaming going through Atlanta?
Oh, my God.
That would be hysterical.
Sure we could. Absolutely. They did that in the TV series Billions, where they were trying to embarrass Bobby.
How much does that? Anybody know how much?
In front of his building.
There's two things. Those billboards from Clear Channel have the billboards that are LEDs, and they constantly are changing and they're moving.
Yeah.
How much does that cost?
Yeah.
And how much does an LED truck cost for a day?
Probably a pile.
Maybe not. Might be worth it.
Anyway, Hunters, get away with it. That was a small sample of the full podcast available free, you know, at thekimmershow.net.
This is the Kimmer Show Podcast on Extra 106.3.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Kimmer Podcast on Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, Extra 106.3.
Hey, look out. It's only me. It's only the Kimmer. With Pete and Flounder, you know you can contact the show if you really want to via thekimmershow.net. Now, here's something crazy. Okay, now, if you go to the Facebook page, the Rumble Facebook page or my personal Facebook page.
Facebook personal page. Rumble is not Facebook. So if you're talking about your personal page, you're talking about your Facebook personal page.
Obviously. Okay, my Facebook personal page or Rumble. Okay, you'll see video I put on there this morning. And the video shows a picture of two pretty girls and me from 1963, I think. The one on the left is the key a girl in the picture. And then the second picture that I pan over to is a picture of a guy I call Pete. His name, he was one of my best friends. He went to Hotchkiss Prep School. And then the second picture of him was also taken under a lamppost, as well was the one of me. We were together on a trip to Montreal. He was the guy who drove me in his brand new 1964 Mustang convertible that he got for graduation from Hotchkiss Prep School, the first Mustang year that came out in the summer of 64, where we went to the place where I picked up the professional lady of the night in Montreal, and she took me back to her place to take my virginity, and I wanted to kiss her, and she said, no to kiss. Anyway, that's the guy who was involved in that. And the reason I mention that for today is this is what an incredible memory. Swinging around because the blonde girl in the video, her name is Brenda. Her mother was the former editor of Cosmopolitan magazine or Glamour magazine, or it was either Cosmo or Glamour, I think. Glamour magazine back in the 60s. And she went to Miss Porter's Farmington School, where Jackie Kennedy went to. Okay. She lived in a place in Old Chatham, New York, one of these nice farm estates. Okay. So Pete and I would take our guns and go over to her place and shoot woodchucks, which are groundhogs.
Why would you do that?
And the reason we did that is because they had horses, and woodchucks have holes in the ground that break the horses' legs. So between the horses and the woodchucks, kill the woodchucks. So I would take, and the last picture I showed on the video this morning I put on there is my 30-30 Winchester Model 94 30-30 rifle with which I used, and Pete had a 30-06, where we would go shoot woodchucks to save the horses from having their legs broken, or the cattle, or anybody else on the estate of Brenda's place in Old Chatham, New York.
I don't know about you. You have to break the tie here, Flounder. I'm kind of Team Woodchuck.
They're miserable, dirty, filthy, scummy animals.
They remind me of a squirrel, an overweight squirrel.
They're big, fat. Yeah, okay, they're squirrel. They're like
which are annoying. They're like beavers,
which in the South are annoying as hell.
They're land beavers.
Well, I'm telling you, we used to do. They asked us to come over there and shoot the woodchucks. And now one other thing. Somewhere I couldn't find it this morning, but if I find it, I'll look for it. And I put it on the radio years before on Facebook, rather years ago. That girl Brenda is one of the most. It's the prettiest girl I ever saw when I was a teenager. She was introduced. She came to a cotillion as a date, was a friend of ours. And we just love her. She was just a treasure. Anyway, her mother, again, was a Glamour magazine girl. And so one day we were having a party at her house over in Old Chatham, New York, and they were taking pictures of it. And they put some of the pictures in Glamour magazine of like a holiday Christmas celebration and what people look like when they're having a party, because it was a fancy party. And in the picture, there's a picture of Brenda and one of my other best friends named David. We called him Nate. And in the picture, you can see my foot. So in Glamour magazine back in 1963 or 4, my foot was in one of the articles on Christmas holiday party time with Brenda and Nate and some other friends of ours. And my if I can find it, I'll put it on there for you. Anyway, that's the story of my 30-30 shooting woodchucks, because it is Groundhog Day. All Athens, Alabama, heard, I hope. Also, Paul has a question. He sends a very nice donation. Paul sent us a question of the day. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No,
it's a hot dog.
It's a hot dog.
Flounder, is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Unless you say it like a hot dog sandwich. Now, what I do that? Now, wait a minute. I'm telling you, one of the great sandwiches of all time. Are you ready for this?
Oh, here
you need squishy bread. What I used to call squishy bread. What's soft, white, Wonder Bread, or some, you know, nice, good squishy
Colonial.
Bread. You can use anything you want.
Sunbeam.
Sunbeam. Yeah, exactly. Okay. It used to be Freddie Freehofer.
No.
Swear to God. Anyway. Okay. And then you take about four hot dogs, and you slice them right down the middle, butterfly them in butter in a frying pan.
Yes, sir.
Open them up, fry them on a frying pan, and then you make a grilled cheese sandwich with the sandwich. You put it in the toaster oven or something, grill up your grilled cheese sandwich or in the frying pan, put the freaking hot dogs in there, and put a little stuff on it, bing, bang, boom, baby, and that's a hot dog sandwich.
Why don't you just take the hot dog and put it in the hot dog bun and melt some cheese over it and get it over with?
You can do that.
It's the same thing.
You know what I did the other day like an idiot? I bought a bottle of Cheese Whiz. What the hell am I going to do with Cheese Whiz?
Because it's the Blues Brothers?
I don't know.
Did you get my Cheese Whiz, boy?
I want two whole chickens.
They never
explain.
They never explain that. When they go in that old hotel, and the old man goes, "Did you get my cheese whiz, boy?"
I don't
And he reaches in his pocket and tosses it to him.
I don't get
And they
it.
Never explain
I
what that was about.
I don't understand. It had to be an inside something, I swear to God. Also, you were warning me in advance, something bad's going to happen in my neighborhood at least one day coming up in the spring from where I live in my neighborhood in my vicinity.
Oh. Hey, Flounder, guess who's going to a Maris Amphitheater in April?
Who's that?
Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, God. Oh. There are going to be 500,000
parrot heads. Parrot heads. They're parrot heads.
Yeah.
That's a fun pregame, though.
Well, and again, I've done. Oh, what's he?
Do they allow the parking there at Ameris that they did at Lakewood?
Yeah, you can.
There's not a lot of it, but there is.
No, it's not like Lakewood where it's just like a big open.
Yeah. So it's going to be all through the neighborhood. There'll be no driving in that on that day from like noon.
No.
Well, when my brothers and two of my brothers and I and their girlfriends and I, my chick, I think I had a girl there, went to the Jimmy Buffett concert back in the 80s. And you start at 9 o'clock in the morning, you get to the place, and you drink until he comes on, and then you pass out when he leaves, if you're lucky.
You don't want to be driving after
that show ends.
No.
They
if
don't,
I'm the police, is it Alpharetta?
I would just stay right there.
If I'm the police, I'm getting half the year's bonus pool right there.
You don't have to go anywhere at all. Anyway, we mentioned the other day on how to make an angry woman happy. And of course, to make an angry woman happy, there are probably around, I don't know, 700 or 800 things you could have done that maybe that she would know that you didn't. So to make a woman happy, probably 700 or 800, I'm thinking, options. That sounds about right, guys. What about ways to make a man happy? If an angry man, you want to make an angry man happy again.
We all know. Shay says, don't have a man in your life.
Oh, all right.
Jess says, a Janine says, sexy massage.
Close.
And let's see. And then Jim Sly.
Sly in the Family Gym.
Said Klonopin.
Klonopin.
It's a drug.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we called those, in high school, we called those wobblers.
Wobblers?
Wobblers?
I've never heard of either one of those.
Because
they
just make you... Klonopin's like, what's the one that's...
It's like is it ecstasy?
Not a Xanax.
Xanax.
Ativan?
Yeah, I think Ativan's it.
Ativan.
Yeah, Ativan. Yeah, that's
a common one.
You think you're having a bad day, think about this poor guy in Mexico.
Uh-oh.
He was out diving for mollusks.
Oh, I think I heard this story.
There's some fishermen watching him. Oh, that's nice. So look at the guy diving for... Holy shit, there's a 19-foot great white. Comes up, bites the guy's head off.
Head off, yeah, off. Yeah.
He basically bit him right in the head, bit him through the shoulders, clean but he off. Took the head clean off and left the guy just floating there.
Yeah.
And the fishermen had to watch the whole thing.
And they say it happened, I guess, because I guess these mollusks and the food have become so scarce, the price is going way up because nobody's doing it. So the price is worth taking a chance to go dance with a white shark in the ocean.
And they were telling them that there were sharks
exactly.
about.
Don't do it, yeah.
And don't go in
but
there.
But the money, the guy wanted the money. The times are so tough, they're willing to take extra risks.
19 foot.
I don't know. That would not,
That's pretty bad. Okay, here's something we should be paying attention to.
All right.
In 1987, an 18-year-old freshman named Mike Hayes funded his education by asking 2.8 million people for one penny.
But how did they send it to him? In an envelope?
Know. And you think at some point, well, I'm already spending 20 cents on the stamp, so I might as well just go ahead and send him 20 cents?
Well, you know what? I wonder if we could do it if you did it as kind of a gimmick saying, I'm trying to set a world record. Can you send me 5 cents on Venmo? Just 5 cents, and I'm trying to set a world record, and then we'll have a party or whatever.
That'd be great.
And just fake them out.
Kevin wants to point out that Jackson started the Democrat Party, by the way. He's the one that put the jackass in the Democratic
I didn't know
party.
That.
For a while there, in certain parts of Europe, they had a book out there. It was basically called Cautionary Tales for Young Boys.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
Here's an excerpt. At the village in Essex, not far from Runford, some children were playing near a windmill. To see the sails go round was very amusing, but one little boy going to examine them too closely was struck by one of the sails, which caught him up and threw him a considerable distance, and when found, he was lifeless.
Boys and girls, and now...
Okay, here is the list. Josh Johnson, the 49ers quarterback yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's the teams he's played for, starting in 2008. Buccaneers, 49ers, the Sacramento Mountain Lions, the Browns, the Bengals, the 49ers, the Bengals, the Jets, the Colts, the Bills, the Ravens, the Giants, the Texans, the Oakland Raiders, Raiders, the Redskins, the San Diego Fleet, the Lions, the LA Wildcats, the 49ers, the Jets, the Ravens, the Broncos, and back to the 49ers.
Wow.
23 teams he's played for.
Now, you gotta figure, if he's been hired as a backup quarterback for regardless of all the semi-pro teams, they're probably paying him $10,000 a season.
More than that. Oh, he's getting more than that.
Well, okay. Yeah, I guess that's got to. But every one of those pro teams that he played for had to give him $500,000 anyway, right? Wouldn't you think, as a backup quarterback?
I think he's got a pen, but probably not that much.
It's got to be six figures. I mean,
and he wasn't with them very long, so he probably signed a very.
But he had to sign $100,000 signing
maybe
deal.
Something like that.
But anyway, so he's probably been got money in the bank.
Made a good living.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not to mention the amount of swag that guy has.
Well,
how many jerseys and
stuff he's got in the closet for training camp.
So my girl told me that women are better at multitasking than men.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I told her to sit down and shut up. She couldn't do either.
I couldn't do either. Here's a scenario. Two women are sitting quietly on a bench.
My dog accidentally swallowed a whole bag of Scrabble tiles.
Oh, he's leaving little messages everywhere, is he?
Took him to the vet, got him checked out. No word yet.
No word, no. He's just leaving little messages all over the house.
Gents, make your lady feel special, according to Daryl. Place her photo in the kitchen and write Employee of the Month under it.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. You're going to get that special birthday treatment, yeah.
So I was driving around Saturday looking for a place to live, and I came across Amos's Barbecue up there outside of Canton. Look, a little hole in the wall with a firewood stacked up outside.
Those are the best places.
Barbecue.
Well, I went in, I got in. First of all, as you're walking into the patio, there's this scruffy cat that looked like Bill the Cat from the old Bloomfield County or whatever. Yeah. It was Bloom County. His hair was going everywhere, and he's looking at me, and he goes, and he hacks up.
Oh,
I'm sitting there eating my sandwich.
Welcome to Roy's. Yeah.
And I went out, the barbecue was great. I asked my boss for a raise because three companies are after me. He goes, which ones? I said, gas, water, and electric.
Who?
During World War II, the U.S. Army designed hand grenades in the shape of what?
Pineapples.
Nope.
Pears?
What do all Americans know how to throw?
Baseball.
A baseball. They made it look like a baseball.
That's right. I've seen, though. I haven't seen one in person, but I've seen pictures.
And accuracy.
Let me tell you, one of the scariest things I've ever done was pull the pin on a grenade.
Yeah.
Sweaty. Oh, gee.
That's funny.
Anyway, go ahead.
Kayla has a question for you, for both of you.
Yeah.
Would you run naked through a mall for 1 minute for $1 million?
100%, yes.
I'd sit there and have an apple and something to drink.
And they wouldn't even catch me.
Find out. It's only me. It's only the Kimmer. In need of a Kimmer fix? Well, that's what she said. Head on over to the Kimmer Show and get all things Kimmer. It's right there on your actual fingertips.
This is the Kimmer Show podcast on Extra 106.3.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.